yeah. played football.
Yeah.
Brian Windsor writes for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, boy. There's only 124, right? Now a big sale of good mileage tires from your local Shell dealer. It's Shell's number one tire sale of the year. Yes, your Shell dealer has the size and quality you want at the price you want. If you need new tires or you're close to it, now's the time to buy during Shell's number one tire sale of the year. It's happening at all participating Shell stations, and I must give credit to Steve Schroeder, the kid who had 3524 selected. And when he heard me say, we're not going to do 24, because there's only one and skip to 25, his heart must have fallen 15 feet. Because he must have worked his bottom off there to get 35 of them. Thank you, Steve, old buddy, for your kind interest. About the Bose 901 stereo speaker system, which has received more rave reviews than any other speaker system before or since. It is absolutely unbelievable. That's the 901. Well, the Bose Corporation has recently come out with a new speaker. It's the Bose 501, which for $124.60 is said to really rival the sound of the Bose 901. And, of course, the 901 is very expensive. The Bose 501 is a direct reflecting system featuring a 10-inch bass speaker, and it is really worth listening to if it's realistic stereo sound reproduction you're after. And for a limited time, Pacific Stereo will allow you 120% of the normal trade-in value of your current used bookshelf speakers for the Bose 501. Now, the only catch is that the 120% of the normal trade-in value must come to less than the selling price of the Bose 501. They can't give you money back, you see. Trade to Bose now at Pacific Stereo in Berkeley, San Francisco, San Mateo, Walnut Creek, and Mountain View. A great deal at Pacific Stereo. Open till 9 weekdays till 5, Saturdays and Sundays. This is KSFO San Francisco. We told you that. It's 8:31. And now a brief summary of what's new. Brought to you by KSFO News through the voice and talents of Chet Castleman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning again to you, Jim.
Tell us all about the good news in Paris.
I will tell you. We've got a new story that's going to be rattling around for a little while yet. This one just in from Saigon a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
Unnamed military sources, and you'll see in a minute why they're unnamed, says U.S. warplanes have flown a major bomb strike on the North Vietnamese side of the DMZ yesterday in an apparently unauthorized raid. The raid was apparently an unauthorized attempt to destroy communist rocket sites that have been hitting Allied bases for a couple of weeks now. The sources say that the strike has caused such repercussions back in the nation's capital that a colonel is on his way out to the scene to find out who was responsible for it.
Wow, and just when things were going good in Paris,
oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you betcha. The target was supposedly right in the DMZ, so everybody's very upset, and they're going to get to the bottom of this thing right away and find out what it's all about. And that, of course, happened, too, at the same time when they just announced 6,000 troops are on their way home from pulling them out back there, and fighting is still underway.
All right.
U.S. delegates to the Paris peace talks are studying that new proposal from the communists, which calls for letting POWs go home at the same time American troops are pulled out under a mutually agreed-upon timetable, something new over there.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hayward reports from down on the waterfront there's no action at all in the wake of the West Coast strike by longshoremen. Few pickets and even fewer ships tied up at the piers. And a quick run through of the other labor situations. AC buses are running this morning. Airporter buses to San Francisco International are not. A strike by carpenters and tunnel workers against about 50 Northern California projects continues. And sheet metal workers are out on strike here in Northern California, too.
Okay.
So I think way off in the distance, I hear the plaintive cry of Norge.
Norge, Norge,
yeah?
How many sardines in the box?
Nils Dalme, sardine for Norge. Ernie, forstår at salga sardine for Norge har gått veldig opp I de forenede stater.
Yes, they have, Nils, thanks to you.
Well, Ernie... Forstår amerikanen fordelen med sardiner from Norge om sommeren?
Oh, they certainly do, Nils. Now, some American housewives practically feature sardines from Norway during the summer.
Hvordan det?
Well, as you know, in the summer, people try to avoid cooking a hot meal, and since sardines from Norway fit on just about everything, bread, crackers, you name it, We find them very convenient for light, quick summer snacks for the family.
Make it interesting.
And excellent in salad note.
Ready was for sardine for Norgeri alibestis and company up top?
Well, Americans know that sardines from Norway come from the cool, clear waters of your native fjords, and then they're ember smoked and hand packed. Yes, Nils, America knows. So they're making sure they only buy the best sardines from Norway.
Thank you very much, Ernie.
Min for Norge says, Doxa make it.
This commercial for sardines from Norway was produced to be broadcast in Norway only. However, so it wouldn't be a total loss.
Hey, wait a minute. That must have been a mistake, right?
I wish I'd been taking notes, I swear.
Yeah, the thing in the hood and tie, huh?
Yeah.
Might know that Ernie Anderson would be the announcer.
Certainly.
They're not going to hire Vince Polenny, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
No, sir. Norga, Norga, what's going on in the market?
Market is up again this morning so far, Jim. After an hour's activity, Dow Jones Industrial's up almost 3 points. Average share up 14 cents.
Okay.
Volume, 3.5 million shares. In sports, Stan Smith has advanced to the finals at Wimbledon, defeating Tom Gorman in a semifinal. Smith beat him in straight sets, but being fair to Gorman, he was playing with a very sore back and couldn't reach for an overhead shot or bend to pick up a low ball a few times during the match. Smith asked him if he could continue. I guess that's not very funny, but it breaks me up.
It's not fair.
Devil out there swinging that racket. And
he can't hit it.
Yeah. Giants and Cards today, 1 o'clock candlestick, 12:40 here on KSFO.
All right, Chet. Thank
you
very much.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the weather forecast from Freddie. He says sunny in all areas by 10 or 11. It's coming up. Sunshine, low cloudiness near the coast, highs near 60 at Ocean Beach today, 62 downtown if you're shopping, and the mid-80s inland.
Yummy, just something yummy to yogurt, Yummy Royal.
We at Yummy are trying to get to the bottom of things, like why people go for Yummy Royal Fruit on the Bottom low-fat yogurt, the kind you stir up with a spoon. Mr. President, which of Yummy Royal's healthy fruit on the bottom flavors do you prefer?
I like the one that's made perfectly plain. How about you, Martha?
Well, I'm a Sagittarius, and we like to stir up things. I get my kicks out of Yummy Royal low-fat peach, a fantastically nourishing instant lunch.
Thank you.
Hey, your voice has a nice flavor.
It's Mandarin Orange.
Yummy, it does something yummy to yogurt. Yummy Royal.
What's a yummy?
We're trying to get to the bottom of that one, too.
Stir up all the yummy, yummy Royal yogurt flavors. Get them at your favorite store. Charlie Fox says, get on the stick. He's ready to go. So are we.
This is the year of the
Fox and the Giants.
Giants are gonna do it this year.
The Fox and the Giants are.
All right, back in town, happily in his own little home now again is Charlie Fox. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Top of the morning to you.
Get on a stick and win some ball games, will you?
Yeah, let's go.
You looked good out there on TV last night. I saw you wander out
did
there.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I didn't feel so good with only 5 hits. If I'd got 15, I'd have been jumping with joy.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That kid's a good pitcher, you know that? That Ireland?
He made him look like Bob Feller, though. I don't think he's that good.
Well, yeah, I read that he only, his team only got him 5 runs in 11 games. That's, you know, and they only got him 2 last night, but it was enough. I guess Gaylord would like to have that pitch back that Colbert hit, huh?
Yeah, but we got to get Gaylord some runs. He's pitched well the last 2 or 3 times out. We can't seem to get him any runs. One game in, of course, in Houston, a couple of physical errors hurt him, so
yeah.
He's pitching well.
What do you think it is? The guy's trying too hard at the plate or just running against good pitching or what?
I think that runs in a cycle. Jim, you know, you're hot for a while, and no matter what you do, no matter how you swing, the ball seems to find a hole and it goes for a base hit. And right now, even when we hit a ball halfway decent, it seems to be right at somebody.
Boy, that's the truth last night. You know, even the good hard ground balls right at the shortstop, right at the second baseman, a little bit either way, and you got base hits.
No, even the first evening, we were over there in the first game, in the first inning, man on first and third and 2 out, and Kenny hit a line drive right at the second baseman.
Yeah.
I mean, those little things that happen, it runs in a cycle, and I hope our cycle is turning our way now.
Well, you know, hitting, it always occurred to me, hitting is a lot luck because when you swing at the ball, you can't control it that exactly where it's going to go. You know, if there's a guy there, that's it. You're out.
No, if the pitcher, if they say it's a left-handed hitter and they're playing to pull the ball and the pitcher pitches in and keeps the ball inside, so you do have to pull it and they're playing you there, it's tough to get a base hit. You get hits on the stakes. That's what you do.
Yeah. Well, it's a new ball game. St. Louis coming in. And what kind of team are they? Are they a strong hitting team, or do they rely on their defense, or what, Charlie?
Well, they have pretty good pitching. Gibson, Carlton, fellas like that. So that they have good pitching. That defense is pretty sound, and they've got some speed in Brock. So that they got quite a hitter over at third base there, old Torrey.
Joe Torrey, yeah.
They have a balanced ball club. We're going to have to hump up and play good.
Well, Torrey just coming into his own, really, in the hitting. He's always been a fair hitter, but, boy, he's sensational this year.
Yeah, see, I seen him many years ago when I was scouting as a youngster before he signed a contract, and I would say he weighed at least 45 pounds more than he does right now, so you imagine the size of him. And he took off all that weight over a period of years and went over to third base and probably found his right position.
That's fantastic.
And he always was a good-looking hitter, very strong man.
He was formerly a catcher, wasn't he?
Yes, he started out actually as a pitcher. I seen him pitching in the Johnstown Triple A tournament.
I'll be darned.
And he had a great arm, and but too heavy, of course. But he looked like he was going to be a good hitter. He played a little first, and finally he came back a year or two later and was a catcher, and I lost some weight. And finally, when they got over to the Cardinals, he went on a strict diet, and he's really committed to his own. He's quite a hitter.
I got one other question here before we discuss today's game. Somebody wrote me a note and said, how come the Giants put Willie McCovey on the disabled list before he was examined? Was that necessary or what?
Well, at the time, it was more or less looked like it was understood that when he went down there, that he was going to have the operation.
Yeah.
But after the diagnosis of Dr. Curlin, I guess they decided against it for a while. But there was a definite proposal by Dr. Curlin that he needed a rest, so that the 15 days are more or less a rest beside anything else.
So that's not it's not going all to waste, then?
No, it's definitely not going to waste. He took batting practice last night and destroyed the bleachers. it looked like somebody was shooting those small little rockets, you know, over, lobbing them over from some other county or something, and he was destroying them, and I kept drooling.
Well, it's only 7 more days, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's 7 days in June or something, you know.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, if that rest does do some good, though, it'll be worth it, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
I mean, as spasmodic as we're going, you know, a lot of the fellas feel bad. I know Mayfield's down. He's pressing, trying to carry a load, and even Dick Dietz was pressing, trying to carry the load without McCovey there and Henderson. And the two little guys, Spire and Fuentes, and the big, strong young fella, Bonds, just carried us in the games we did win. But you look at it this way, you look up and you say, hey, baby, I'm 6.5 ahead, come and catch me.
That's right, and they just can't seem to make the big move, you know? You guys just hold them off. Well, you got, what do you got? You at the ballpark already?
No, I'm getting ready to leave right now.
How's the lineup going to look today?
Well, I believe Willie should, May should take a rest today, definitely, and Deeps too. So that, you know, probably Goodson will play first, and Healy will catch. And other than that, the whole lineup will be the same.
And how about pitching?
Well, we're going with Ryan Bryant today. Left-handers have always given this ball club a fit, so we'll use him today.
You got Ron Bryant today, and then how does that shape up for the whole weekend? And you probably have some kind of an idea, huh?
Yes, in other words, it'll be Bryant and then Stone. And I think we might come back with Cumberland against St. Louis.
He only pitched, what, 4 innings the other night?
He only pitched 4 innings. So that this way, it'll get to a situation.
You got Marichal and Perry.
Marichal twice against the Dodgers.
Yeah, you got it all figured out, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
You're a genius. Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
You're only a genius when you get all the hitting and all the pitching.
That's true, yeah. People don't remember that. Well, thank you so much for calling, and we'll hope we can talk to you tomorrow after a big win. I'll see you at the park today.
Okay.
Okay, Charlie. Thank you so much. Charlie Fox, the manager of the San Francisco Giants.
When the Giants come to town, it's bye-bye, baby. Every time the chips are down, it's bye-bye, baby. History's in the making at Candlestick Park. Cheer for the batter and light the spark if you're a fan. Baby, if you want to be in.
if you're pricing a compact car. Make your choice a simple one. Maverick.
A better idea whose time is now.
Ford's Maverick, the original simple machine, is America's most popular compact. And price has a lot to do with it. While Maverick's simple to drive, simple to park, and simple to service, Ford's suggested retail price for Maverick is only $21.75. That's $176 less than Chevy's Nova, based on manufacturer's suggested retail prices for comparable models. Dealer preparation charges, if any, $160 destination charge, state and local taxes not included. So if you're pricing a compact, your choice has got to be simple. The simple machine, Maverick.
A better idea.
$21.75 at your Ford dealers.
Here's Frank. 15 and a half before 9.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to go and play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful things to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
Okay, it's 12 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. And I got an autographed picture from Lisa Loreen Welsh, who is one day old. Look at that. She obviously didn't sign it herself. That's just a baby picture they take right after they're born, and a cigar from Lisa's mother and father. And I'm smoking it, and I'm getting sick. Shilling flavor makes all the difference in the world. And you have 1,013 chances to win in the Shilling Spice Steaks Contest. First prize is a fabulous 14-day trip for two to the Orient via BOAC, Britain's famed overseas airline, including a tour of the Orient via Cathay Pacific Airways. Also, your trip include transportation to and from your home, airport, and $500 in spending money. Second prize, an 11-day cruise to Mexico and the Princess Italia. We've got every nation involved here. This is the United Nations contest, including air transportation to and from your home airport to Los Angeles. Third prize is a sleek new GE P7 self-cleaning oven and range. 4 fourth prizes of GE Designer black and white television sets, 6 fifth prizes of Charm Glow outdoor barbecues, and 1,000 sixth prizes of Schilling Gourmet Spice Rack. Get your official entry blank and full spice steaks details wherever Schilling products are sold. No purchase required. Pick up your entry blank next time you're at the store. It's 11 minutes before 9.
Since 1885, my friends, Americans led the way. We're big, safe, friendly, and that's the way we'll stay.
American Savings wants to say thank you, Californians, for building Americans' growth to assets over $3 billion strong, with capital and reserves more than twice legal requirements. We're celebrating our growth, strength, and safety with an open house party at each of our 54 offices through July the 16th. We'll also be open on Saturday, July 10th from 9 to 1. Come in and enjoy our refreshments. That's a free gift for all. Just our way of saying thank you for making American Savings and Loan Association safe since 1885 and able to continue to offer you the nation's highest interest on insured savings.
California, save with American Savings and save the American way.
Name that lady has. I wonder what she looks like. I get a picture of her as sort of a goddess type. Olivia Newton-John. Who does I'm thinking of one particular actress, but I can't remember her name. Faye Bloom? Claire Bloom. Claire Bloom. You know what she looks like? You know, that great look. That's what I think Olivia Newton-John looks like.
I eat Brewer's yeast, soybeans, wheat germ, all that good stuff, and I belong to the Blue Cross.
Why Blue Cross?
Because that's part of our carpenter's health and welfare.
How long have you had it?
About 7 years. Pay into it every time I get a paycheck. Never have to worry about it. If I need it, I got it.
You take good care of yourself, but you still like to have that insurance of having Blue Cross. Did you ever have to use it?
Well, my wife had her gallbladder out, and it was very helpful.
They took good care of her?
Yes.
Did it take care of a lot of the bill?
Well, it took care of all of the bill but $24.
That's pretty good stuff, huh?
Right.
You're a satisfied customer?
Perfectly satisfied.
A Blue Cross group health plan satisfies the employee and the employer. Blue Cross protection stretches automatically to meet inflation. Phone our office today. Ask about Blue Cross Design 70. You'll be satisfied, too.
Happy New Year, by the way. This is the fiscal new year, right? This is where people adjust their funds and banks and companies run their books till the 1st of July. And this is also the first day of our new postal service. I'd like to say good morning, hello, and good luck to all the postal employees in the Bay Area. And a special hello and thank you to the AC Transit drivers who contract ran out, but they chose to stay on the job over the holiday weekend. And a lot of people going to the beach and the zoo and so on appreciate that. So thank you, AC drivers, for hanging in there. And good luck to the postal employees, and good luck to Dick Van Dyke.
Hello, this is Dick Van Dyke with a bright new idea from Kodak. You know, Kodak... not yet, fellas. You don't sing until I say remember. Kodak does make your pictures count. This is what I mean. Kodak makes it easier than ever for you to take great pictures of your family, indoors or out, with the newest of the Instamatic cameras, the Kodak Instamatic X cameras. They take flash without flash batteries, so you never have to worry about flash batteries again. Just drop in the film, pop on a magic cube, and take as many as 4 flash pictures with each cube. And right now, for a limited time, you can get the Kodak Instamatic X15 camera in a special Smile Saver kit with a whole lot of extras for less than $25. It's an opportunity you really shouldn't miss. Get one soon. And remember, remember...
Enoch Black saluting Woody Herman and Four Brothers. 4 minutes before now. Chet Castleman on and warms him up here for the news coming up in just 1 minute. Bob Texera is going to leave us now, and wander off into the men's room or something. I don't know where he goes. Change his clothes. He's worked so hard this morning. He's being suspended for not giving his full effort. It's a minute before nine.
Weed my garden, prune my tree. Won't you mend my fence? Oh, Daddy, please. Putty up my windows. I'd give the tuberous begonias a drink. Well, if you weed, water, prune, putty, Daddy, dear, I'll pour you a nice cold, only beer. But first you better peek at the car. Honey, there's something inside going clink.
If you're being irresistible this weekend, getting your man to catch up on his chores, why not sweeten the deal with a six-pack or two of Olympia? Olympia is the beer made with choice hops and barley malts and pure, perfect artesian brewing water.
Don't you know it's the water that makes it Olympia beer?
Olympia Brewing Company, Tumwater, Washington. 9 o'clock, this is Jim Lang in the Morning Gang, and we'll be back with more of our good stuff after the news. Here to report is Chet Castleman.
And this is KSFO News, presented by Union Bank, the most unusual bank. Something new developing in Vietnam, and the Pentagon apparently doesn't like it. U.S. warplanes have flown a major bomb strike into the North Vietnamese side of the demilitarized zone, evidently without anyone's permission. The unauthorized strike was aimed at communist rocket strikes that have been pounding Allied bases for 2 weeks now. This word comes from military sources in Saigon who add that the unsanctioned bomb run had already shaken up Washington so much that a colonel is on his way to Vietnam to find out who's responsible. There's also something new in Paris, a new proposal for peace from the communist side. Alex Ferry reports.
The most significant item of the seven-point proposal unveiled by the Viet Cong and endorsed by Hanoi concerns the release of prisoners of war. Viet Cong negotiator Madame Nguyen Thi Binh said the communists were willing to start releasing soldiers and civilians held in North Vietnam as soon as America begins pulling out its troops under a mutually agreed timetable. Until this 119th session, the communists had always insisted President Nixon set a firm deadline for withdrawal before they would even start talking about the prisoner of war issue.
Alex Ferry in Paris also says American Ambassador David Bruce has recessed the talks until next week now to consider the new proposal. A crowded news conference for the man who gave those secret papers to the New York Times is all over now in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Dr. Daniel Ellsberg has said at the news conference that he's given other documents to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. These documents, he says, are also on the Pentagon study of the Vietnam War, and he considers these too sensitive to release to the American press. They involve, he says, negotiations through private channels to end the war. The Senate Banking Committee has decided in Washington to conduct a new set of hearings on the Lockheed loan bill next week. The committee is going to take a good look at a broader bill under which the government could give a hand to all firms turning into a bankruptcy situation, firms whose collapse would hurt the nation's economy or its defense. Time right now is 2.5 minutes past 9 o'clock, and we'll get back to news in just a moment after I ask you a question or two. Do you really know what your bank savings account is earning right at this very moment? Well, if you haven't looked into it lately, perhaps you should. On April 1st, the interest on savings accounts was lowered at 5 of California's 6 largest banks. But if you're saving at Union Bank, you're still earning the same high rates, 4.5%, not 4%, on your regular savings. And Union Bank compounds your interest daily. Many banks are still compounding interest quarterly. So if you haven't looked into the matter lately, perhaps Union Bank can increase your interest. Union Bank, where savers always get the most. Member FDIC. Union Bank has regional head offices in San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Palo Alto, and Sacramento. Wide-ranging labor strife in the Bay Area this morning. For openers, Bill Hayward reports on the longshoreman situation from the waterfront.
The usually busy piers in the ports of San Francisco and Oakland, and in fact at all ports the length of the Pacific coast, are quiet this morning. The Longshoremen's Union on strike against shippers and other employers represented by the Pacific Maritime Association. Actually, there are just a few ships tied up here on the San Francisco waterfront now, and very little cargo is to be seen. I asked this ILWU picket about the union's demands.
We want simple things like a dental program, a little better pension plan so we can get rid of some of the old-timers that's been 35, 40 years in this front, so we could put younger guys to work, move some of them fellas up. And we naturally want an increase in wages because the loaf of bread has really gone sky high anymore, you know.
Carpenters and tunnel workers are still idle today with about 50 local construction projects tied up. No word there on renewal of negotiations. Sheet metal workers are on strike against the Sheet Metal Contractors Association in a similar dispute, but talks are underway. Airporter buses remain stalled, but on the plus side, there's a tentative agreement between drivers and AC Transit, so operations there are normal. In just one more labor story, an all-night bargaining session couldn't produce a contract for 750,000 postal workers as the new U.S. service came into being this morning. Over in Sacramento, the Assembly has given approval to a measure that would extend unemployment benefits to nearly 250,000 farm workers throughout the state. Time now, 5 minutes past 9 o'clock. This section of KSFO News has been presented this morning by Union Bank, where business banks, member FDIC. Our tour of the city's cable car system continues now with Dave Henderson and an upset friend.
Now, Chinatown, 2 blocks straight ahead, Broadway North Street, 3 blocks to the left. Hey, stupid, this is a one-way street.
Cable car gridmen often lose their tempers at motorists who get in their way. The motorists often get mad right back, curse the gridmen, and accuse them of trying to own the road. Fact is, they do own the road. Cable cars have the right-of-way anywhere on their trackage. Most traffic signals automatically trip in their favor as they approach, and smart motorists get out of their way. Some drivers don't, though, and that causes big problems. The rather quaint braking systems on the old cars work well sometimes, says Car Barn Administrator Luther Kahn.
When these cable cars are being pulled up the hill at 9 miles an hour, and someone pulls out or backs out from a curb, and you can stop it within a cable car length, that's, to me, I would say, is a lot faster stopping than you would an automobile.
But that's uphill. Downhill is quite another question, and gripman Joe Valonia says that's where most of their troubles start.
I find that people just don't care. They think these things work as, you know, as well as an automobile when you put on the brakes, and that's far from being true.
It's no secret that San Francisco's traffic is becoming more sardine-like every year. The cable cars can't modernize to cope with the additional volume of more mundane vehicles, so the problem of getting through becomes more severe every year. It's not helped by drivers who don't respect the cable cars either. The little cable cars Tony Bennett sings about aren't so little. They weigh over 6 tons and, despite their age, are built like tanks and so have little trouble crushing cars which jump in their way. Get the point? The idea is to steer clear. Never pass a cable car. That's illegal, by the way. Never turn in front of one, especially if it's climbing a hill, because if it has to stop, it'll have to back down, which is a dandy reason not to follow one up a hill. Always stop when crossing a street with the cable car track and always listen for the clanging bell. The gripman's not ringing it for your entertainment. It's a warning, and loosely translated, it means get moving. Some know better, but most drivers don't, and their ignorance, combined with the downtown traffic glut, causes many more cable drops and breakdowns than in the old days. This means that though the cable continues to run at its irrepressible 9 miles an hour, the average trip takes longer than ever before. It's a problem that can be solved, and I'll talk about how tomorrow.
Thank you, Dave. 8:30 past 9. Be right back. Lucky, the originator of discount pricing, is imitated but never equaled. For variety, value, and savings, shop Lucky. Compare over 9,000 items at everyday low discount prices. Key buys for added savings, single item pricing for added shopping convenience. Remember, at Lucky, reducing your food cost is their business.
Lucky just found the way. Every day, Lucky just found the way.
Wall Street reports its third upper in a row. The Pacific Coast Stock Exchange pegging the Dow Jones Industrials up 4 points after 90 minutes of trading. Advances over decline 7-4. Jeff Scove swinging a tennis racket at Tahoe this week, but standing on the baseline right here is Gary Whitman.
The Pasadena's Stan Smith has moved on to the finals at Wimbledon by defeating Seattle's Tom Gorman this afternoon on the historic center court, 6-3, 8-6, 6-2. But Gorman, who beat Rod Laver to make the semis, was apparently in no shape to play tennis. He had a sore back that prevented him from reaching or bending, a couple of moves that are as much a part of tennis as white shorts. It got so bad for a while there that Smith asked Gorman a few times during the match if he could continue. Smith now moves on to play the winner of the John Newcomb-Ken Rosewall match, now underway in the finals on Saturday. Well, the Giants and Cardinals open a three-game series this afternoon at Candlestick Park, where Ron Bryant, the Giants' most consistent pitcher of late, challenges the tough Cardinal lineup, which is headed by Joe Torre, the league's leading hitter with a .373 average. 1 o'clock is game time, 12:40 on KSFO. The Giants trying to stretch that 6.5-game division lead over the Dodgers, who, by the way, play in San Diego tonight. The A's hit the road. They open a series in Anaheim tomorrow.
Hold it for just a second now.
Engine deposits are really bad for your car. They can foul up a carburetor, clog an anti-pollution valve, and gum up an oil screen, which means that dirty engine deposits can rob you of performance and mileage. So what can you do? Well, you can use Mobil detergent gasoline, because the detergent in Mobil is designed to help keep your engine clean. So use Mobil detergent gasoline. It can help your car's performance.
Freddie Meyer, what's the weather?
Sunny most areas presently, sunny elsewhere shortly, but near the ocean beach about noontime. Sunny tomorrow again about the same time. High days, low 60s near the ocean to mid 80s inland. Westerly wind to 12, windier locations gusting to 18.
And those are the major things you ought to know about right now. Chet Castleman reporting, KSFO News is just enough. Now, the very most, Jim Lang.
And it's showtime. It's the Polish American Club from Emeryville today. And first down the ramp is Elephant Hips, Elizabeth Kowalski. Look at her shake 'em. Next down the ramp is Heavenly Helen, the Hippo Nagurski. And our dancing duo today is Skinny Sylvia Karbonski. Moving, Mary Catherine Dusick. And here comes our tassel twirler, and look at him go. They're right under the bowling shirt there. It's Elizabeth Goskowski. Good thing that's a loose bowling shirt, I'll tell you. Whee! She's just a little shy, that's all. And here's the star of our show, cute, cuddly Catherine Pihoski. Big finish, girls. Here we go. Notice how they were out of step all the way.
When you be
people borrowing from Avco Financial Services every day. When you believe in people, the word gets around.
When you believe in people, the word gets around.
When you need to borrow, you need someone who believes in you enough to lend you some money. You need Avco Financial Services. Every week, Avco loans money to over 20,000 people with over 20,000 reasons for borrowing. And we do it for a very good reason. Avco believes in people. So when you come into Avco, you come into money. Because if you deserve the credit, at Avco, you get it. Spread the word. Avco Financial Services.
When you believe in people,
the world gets around.
When you believe in people,
the world gets around.
Great story Chet Castleman just handed me. They haven't been able to use it on the news this morning. They've been so busy with factual, important stuff. This is a little oddity that presents a mental picture that just has me on the floor. Here's the story. Philip Davies of Farnham, England, has all sorts of problems, and mostly they center around Roger the horse. Roger is his horse, and he apparently likes to play dead. I mean really dead, lying on his back in the middle of a field with his legs straight up in the air, his eyes closed, and his mouth open. Now, many passersby that picture. Many passersby stop at all hours to tell Davies that his horse is dead. Worse yet, they often call police to haul him away. Davies once thought it was humorous, but now he's changed his mind and says he has posted a public notice on Roger's fence and one sign on Roger that says simply, "This horse is not dead." Can you see that? Why would a horse do that? Here we go, Sweet Pain, Timber Gibbs. Timber Gibbs by Sweet Pain. Whatever.
Timber Gibbs untied his tattered box of friendly smile. Lovingly he laid them out and played with them a while. One by one he picked them up and passed them all around, while whistling a tune that brightened every face in town. We call it Timber Song.
Kind of record about Timber Gibbs, and it's by a group called Sweet Pain, with a neat combination of the Beatles sound there and the Faraway Echo Chamber and the Dixieland with the rock overbeat, and just unbelievable record. Where did that come from, Elma? That's going to be a hit. Mark my word. Timber Gibbs, brand new single. It's 19 minutes past 9 o'clock, 19 past 9. Thanks to the folks down the Fleischmann Distilling Corporation. Yes, sir. They sent over an ashtray.
It? Isn't it pretty? Nice blue ashtray that says Buchanan Scotch on it, and we were looking for ashtrays. We now have enough, by the way. Unless Dan Sorkin gets into one of his moods and decides to wipe us out again. But we've hidden them all over the place, and I think we're okay now. But thanks to everybody who sent them by. We have about, 30 or 40 now. Is it me? The Soapbox Derby's coming up, right? That's the International Grand Prix of Gravity. That's what it is. The Soapbox Derby is, of course, a non-powered event. Kids just go down a hill in their soapboxes, and they have become faster and faster over the years, as we have learned about such things as lubricants, wind friction. I remember when soapboxes used to be made out of soapboxes, and they were, and a couple of old wagon wheels, and that was it. But now they get pretty fancy, and kids really work on them. By the way, Soapbox Derby is co-sponsored by the Police Athletic League, PAL, and your local Chevrolet dealer. And the Soapbox Derby is a true world competition with all the challenge and excitement of designing, building, and racing your own car. And the rewards are considerable. The local winner gets a $500 savings bond, a championship trophy, and an all-expense-paid trip to Akron, Ohio, where he'll compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships. The local derby is Sunday, July 18th at Terraval and Sunset Boulevard in San Francisco. And if you have already started building your car, there's still time to sign up for this year's race. If you haven't, you probably won't make it. See your local sponsoring Chevrolet dealer. Check in about this year and next year and get an official rule book and derby jacket patch. See you Sunday, July 18th at Terraval and Sunset for the local Soapbox Derby.
It's by far the hardest thing I've ever done to be so in love with you and so alone. Follow me where I go, what I do, and who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me.
John, a man who needs breathing room, and Paco, his one-man trail gang, heading for the green pastures. Together, they ride on a crazy one-cow cattle drive to save the Old West from concrete and chrome. Scandalous John, a Western classic motion picture starring Brian Keith with Alfonso Arau, score by Rod McEwen, from Walt Disney Productions, rated G.
Scandalous John opens Friday at the United Artists Cinema Stonestown, Stonestown Shopping Center, and July 9th at Town & Country in San Jose. Of all the commercials I think I've heard over the last 11 years, this series is the best.
Nils Dahl is telling all America about the wonders of lightly smoked, hand-packed sardines from Norway and of the great convenience of sardines from Norway during the summer as a quick snack on bread, crackers, and salads. We said not too many people will understand Norwegian, Nils, and he said it didn't matter. He just wanted to get on American radio.
Retour for sardines from the Andre Sidna Fjorden, so they can play lucky boxer.
Nils says that's an old Norwegian sardine joke, and he hopes you laugh too.
Called the chaplain and his new shoes. 27 minutes past 9 o'clock. 27 past 9. Most beautiful part of the world, or one of the most, let's put it that way, is got to be Lake Tahoe.
Give me the blue of a peaceful mountain stream. If the life and grace